You're listening to SBS News.
Growing up in a Coptic Orthodox Christian community, Abanoub Saad struggled to come to terms with his sexuality.
It's almost unbelievably difficult because you're being in a situation where there is no people that look like you, no one sounds like you, there's no representation of you. You're being told essentially that gay people don't exist.
He sought help from his parish priest and was referred to a senior Coptic psychiatrist. For 9 months, he underwent therapy involving psychoanalysis, prayer, fasting, and was even told to watch pornography.
So it failed, but it didn't just fail. By the end of it, everything internally inside me switched off. Any emotion, any desire to be present.
Equality Australia CEO Anna Brown says Mr. Saad's experience is a trauma that the bill banning gay conversion therapy is designed to prevent.
This bill is really a common sense law that will prevent injury from being caused to gay, lesbian, transgender people of faith by being told that they're disordered, broken, or somehow in need of a cure.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews commended the bill to the House during its second reading.
You are not broken. You are not in need of treatment. You are you and you are equal. I commend this bill to the House.
But the state opposition says it has serious concerns. Liberal Nationals MP David Southwick calling for more consultation.
We need to ensure we get it right. And we support the ban on conversion therapy. That's not the issue. The detail here is what we need to get right.
The opposition calling for a pause on the bill's progress to allow the government to address concerns from community and religious leaders. Liberal Nationals MP Louise Staley voiced concern the bill will lead to children being affirmed as transgender without counselling.
I see a cohort of girls with depression, anxiety and gender dysphoria having their dysphoria affirmed before or instead of treating their depression and anxiety.
That assertion was shot down by Labor MP Will Fowle.
I say to the member for Ripon, don't pile the pressure on. Don't be yet another voice condemning girls who feel like boys. Don't take the easy way out. Don't take the low road. These journeys are hard enough.
Several MPs were brought to tears as they recounted stories of trauma from the LGBTIQ community. The state opposition maintains it will support the bill, but time is needed to get it right. Equality Australia CEO Anna Brown says every delay allows for more people to be harmed.
It's important that it passes as soon as it can to prevent more LGBT people of faith from suffering the same sort of lifelong trauma that we've seen in victims or survivors of conversion therapy.
The state government maintains the bill strikes the right balance between religious and LGBTI stakeholders. The bill will be debated in the Legislative Council when Parliament resumes in 2021. Abby Dinham, SBS News.